It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we hear about an effort to save a local landmark from demolition in Eau Claire. That's in today's installment of Curious Wisconsin.
First, sorority and fraternity recruiting drives are under scrutiny at UW-Madison as officials are considering pushing back their traditional pledge recruiting start time to later in the fall or even eliminating it.
The announcement ignited strong opposition from members of the Greek system, saying a delay would be disruptive at best. An all-out ban would maybe kill the university, fraternity, and sorority system itself. For an overview of what's at stake, we have with us Eric Knievy. He's Assistant Dean and Director of the Center for Leadership and Involvement at UW-Madison. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So first, how does it work right now? What is the schedule and why might it be disruptive?
Well, right now the schedule is that students come onto campus and move-in days into the residence halls happen late August, and during that time, recruitment for our fraternities and sororities starts. And the reason that we decided to look at this was last year we had a conflict with a religious holiday. We were able to work around that, but through those conversations decided it might be time to look at it further just to explore the options because we know other campuses have looked at delayed, which is later in the semester, and deferred. I want to be clear that in no situation are we looking to eliminate recruitment. Mm-hmm. Recruitment will happen. It's just a matter of when it will happen and what's in the best interest for students and for our organizations.
We've opened up this conversation now. What are the concerns that are on the table about this early recruitment, getting students basically as they start their classes, maybe even before? What are the downsides there? What might be the advantages of a delay?
I think one of the things that we were looking at is as students first get to campus, are they ready to make the decision to join an organization for life and to make that lifelong commitment to a Greek life organization, which is about joining an organization for the ideals and values that they espouse? And I kind of liken it to Maslow's hierarchy. As students first get to campus, those immediate needs that they need to take care of, their housing needs, their where are they eating, what, how are they getting food, how are they getting to class, all those kind of things are top on their mind. And it's hard as students make those choices. Now, students make those choices all the time, and we were just wanting to consider, might it be helpful if they could wait and be able to make a more informed decision about joining an organization?
Well, there's an ongoing conversation on this campus, around the state, actually, about underage drinking on college campuses. Fraternities and sororities are fairly or unfairly billed as places with high rates of alcohol consumption. Is that part of the discussion here with new students maybe being exposed to a high alcohol environment right off the bat?
Well, recruitment on our campus is a dry process, and so when fraternities and sororities are going through the recruitment process, all of their events are not allowed to have alcohol at them or a part of them. If they are found to do that, then we would hold them accountable. So I would say that while alcohol is a concern, that's not the primary driver for this review.
What's been the response so far from members of the fraternity and sorority community on your campus?
I would say, understandably, there's been some concern and wanting to know what this will mean for them. Admittedly, I think there's been pieces of information that get out and maybe not completely correct. For instance, today in the news, it was, you know, the headline was that, you know, we were looking to eliminate recruitment, mm-hmm. and nothing could be further from the truth. And so I think little things like that where we are looking at when is the best time to do recruitment. And so I think what was intended to be said was that we are looking at possibly not doing recruitment in the fall. And so those kind of misperceptions, I think sometimes the fears that people have, they jump on those and kind of can get rolling pretty quickly.
Who do you want at the table? Who are you seeking input from?
Well, the Greek Recruitment Advisory Committee that was formed has sought opinions from all of our four Greek councils. We have four Greek councils on campus: our Interfraternity Council, Panhellenic Council, National Panhellenic Council, and our Multicultural Greek Council. As well, we've also reached out to the housing boards and the different alumni groups on campus and tried to get representatives of all of those groups to be a part of those discussions.
Now, people who've been on a campus and joined a fraternity or sorority know what it was like for them. Those of us who haven't, maybe look through the lens of movies from Animal House to Old School. paint us a picture of the role that the Greek system plays on a campus like UW-Madison.
Well, I think in its ideal form, the role that a Greek life organization plays is to provide a space for a student to kind of find themselves and learn about who they are. Just as most of our involvement opportunities on campus, we would hope that those opportunities are helping students to reflect on who they are, reflect on who they're becoming, and helping them to prepare themselves for life after college.
You mentioned looking at examples around the country of maybe some other schools that have dealt with these issues. How about here in the state? Does somebody in a job like yours communicate with other campuses, say in the UW system, and share ideas on how to deal with these issues?
Oh, sure. We reach out to UW system schools to talk about it. I also reach out to our Big Ten colleagues to talk about how they're dealing with issues, not just about Greek life organizations, but about a whole host of issues that we deal with in terms of leadership and involvement opportunities on campus.
So if, I don't know if there's an answer to this yet, but if this recruitment drive is moved back, like how far back would it be moved?
Well, there's three options on the table right now. One is leaving it where it is, which is entirely possible. The second is a delayed recruitment, which would mean it would move further into the fall semester, say in October sometime. And then the third option would be deferring it until the second semester, so probably sometime in late January, early February.
Now, maybe this is a fine point for listeners, but on a campus like UW, it seems like over the years, rental commitment times keep moving earlier and earlier. Housing is part of the Greek system for many. Does that create an additional problem when you're trying to figure out, am I going to be living in a fraternity or sorority house? Do I need to be, you know, getting a down payment on an apartment?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And I think that's the kind of information that will be included in the report when we look at all the options. Those will be some of the kind of impacts that we'll want to share with the group that will be considering this information when we present it to them. I also think that fraternities and sororities can continue to look at second, third, and fourth, and fifth year students for recruitment during that time. And so there still are a pool of people that they can look to fill their houses with.
It sounds like all in all, your goal is to not have this be a big bombshell for the Greek system on the campus.
Yeah, I would say that's correct. I think our biggest goal here is to do what we think is in the best interest of students and organizations.
All right, Eric, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us up here today.
All right, thank you.
That was Eric Knievy. He's Assistant Dean and Director of the Center for Leadership and Involvement at the UW-Madison.